from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a time about a year and a half ago when, closer to 2 years actually, Kamala Harris was at an all-time low approval rating of 28%. Things have gone so badly, as Joe Scarborough explained on MSNBC, that the Biden administration wasn't sending her out anymore. She's super popular now, though. Or at least that's what the media tells us. But if you listen to this show, yeah, you know the media lies a lot. And it's interesting. The storyline now is everybody loves Kamala. Nobody knows what she stands for. Nobody has a clue what she stands for. But they think she's great and all. Maybe. But there's some strange things about these numbers. In fact, CNN did a very interesting segment comparing the August polling right now across the board, showing Kamala is, you know, she's going to clean the whole place up. She's great. With the August polling in 2016 and 2020. And they found a funny thing. And I'm telling you this because if you're new to listening to News Talk Radio, don't get too invested in the polls. This is the silly season and they lie a lot right now. What they're doing right now is a mind job on low information voters. They always do this, creating the impression. These are these mainstream media polls like CNN, New York Times, creating the impression that everybody loves the Democrat. And even though you don't know anything about them, you might as well love them too. That really works on, or it can work on, low information voters. So here's CNN warning that the numbers that the mainstream media and their pollsters are putting out might not be legit. Because when you compare the August polling averages across the swing states in 2016, for example, and the actual outcome of the election, they were off by 9 points. 9 points. They underestimated Trump by 9 points. So they did a little better in 2020. They only underestimated him by 5 points that we know of. Given the fraud, it's hard to say. So take a listen to CNN telling their sheeple, hey, you know what? You might as well not really pop the corks yet on the champagne for this Kamala victory.
I just want to take a step back and sort of point out we've kind of been here before. So August 13th, how far were the polls off in Michigan, Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin? And this is in 2016 and 2020. Trump was estimated both times around and by significant margins. Take a look here. In 2016, the average poll in those states that I mentioned, those Great Lake battleground states, Trump was underestimated by 9 points on average at this point in 2016. How about 2020? It wasn't a one-off. Look at this. He was underestimated by 5 points on average. And of course, Kamala Harris's advantage in those New York Times Siena College polls were 4 points in each of these key battleground states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. The bottom line is this. If you have any idea, if you're a Kamala Harris fan and you want to rip open the champagne bottle, pop that cork, do not do it. Donald Trump is very much in this race. If we have a polling shift like we've seen in prior years from now until the final result, Donald Trump would actually win. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I am saying that he is very much in this ballgame based upon where he is right now, and compare that to where he was.
Yeah, so be very careful with this. We've had some positive polling for Trump out overnight. Do not believe the polls at this point, okay? And I've been saying that for every year. When the polls are showing Trump way up, I'm like, don't believe the polls. He's not that far up either. This is a very divided country. So they very much wanted to pick him when they were showing these huge polls for Trump. They wanted us to pick him, figuring, well, they'll get him double, triple, quadruple convicted. And then we'll be stuck with him. Well, that plan fell apart. So they were manipulating you with the polls when they were showing him way ahead of Biden. They're manipulating you with the polls right now when they're showing him behind Kamala. So just don't get too invested in it. Be very, very careful about the polls. They are notoriously bad, off, and wrong. And you know what? There's little signs everywhere that things aren't as good as they're painting. Like the fact that Google admitted overnight, due to a glitch, they accidentally, allowed Kamala Harris to take Associated Press articles, her campaign, run them down the side of Google as if they were real articles with fake headlines. Like Kamala Harris will save people money on their health insurance. Kamala Harris combats inflation successfully. Just lies, basically. Kamala Harris secures the border. And Google allowed her to do that. They're not supposed to, but they allowed her to do. They said it was a glitch and they're very sorry. Can you imagine, by the way, if Donald Trump was running fake headlines on news articles like that online? And get this breaking overnight. The Harris campaign wasn't the only ones doing it. You know what the Washington, folks, this is why if you're new, we have a lot of new listeners, new to talk radio too. If you're Washington Post, you cannot think that's real news. It's not real news. They just got caught paying to boost and advertise their positive articles about Kamala Harris down the side of Google too. Essentially, they're acting as part of the campaign. So this is why you don't take anything seriously that the Washington Post produces. So I wonder where they got the money for that. That's curious. More on that coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.